So, Dr. Martin Coyne, there's been numerous reports that an iDoc's been flooded with referrals, people looking to try and get referred for a PCR test through an iDoc who are not symptomatic. Can you detail the issues that an iDoc's been facing recently regarding this?
So we're under tremendous pressure with telephone calls from people who have no symptoms who request a PCR test. Unfortunately, that is clogging up our system and we cannot refer those people for PCR tests. So it is a wasted phone call. It's making it difficult for our nurses to get to the patients who are sick. So we would just kindly request that people who have no symptoms and who are requesting a PCR test, please do not call now, doc. However, if you're unwell and you think you have COVID symptoms and you want advice and how to deal with those symptoms, we're happy to take your call. But just remember that NowDoc is for urgent GP services, not for routine stuff, and that your GP will be able to deal with your request for a PCR test from tomorrow morning.
Is a part of the issue perhaps that GPs have been running more limited services over the new year and perhaps through Christmas? Has that led to people perhaps funneling themselves now to NowDoc to try and request a PCR test that's been so difficult to book online, for instance? Yeah. They need to go to a GP. Perhaps they think NowDoc will offer that service, but if you're not symptomatic, then that's simply not the case.
Yeah, it's a kind of perfect storm. The peak of this Omicron, what we think is the peak of this Omicron surge, is just coinciding with the holiday period. I mean, we've boosted the number of doctors who are actually on call in NowDoc. I'm in here myself today, and there's three doctors dealing with not a huge number of face-to-face contacts, but an awful lot of telephone calls. So it is a perfect storm, I'm afraid, that way. But, you know, there will be availability to talk to your GP tomorrow. But, you know, the advice is if you're less than 40, you don't go for a PCR test. You do antigen tests first until you test positive on an antigen test and then request a PCR. And you can request PCR tests online, but I know the availability of that as well is reduced.